This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees in Itanagar. These include two major hydroelectric power projects valued at more than 3,700 crore rupees, along with 10 other infrastructure projects worth 1,291 crore rupees. We now go live to the Prime Minister's address from Itanagar in Arunachal Pradesh.
Mantriyon ko ज्यादा से ज्यादा नॉर्थ ईस्ट आना होगा, यहाँ रात्रि मुकाम करना होगा। साथियों, कांग्रेस सरकार के समय में दो तीन महीने में एकाध बार कोई मंत्री नॉर्थ ईस्ट आता था। बीजेपी सरकार में अब तक 100 से ज्यादा बार केंद्रीय मंत्री नॉर्थ ईस्ट आ चुके हैं, और ऐसा नहीं है कि सिर्फ आए और चले गए। हमारे मंत्री आते हैं तो प्रयास रहता है वो दूर दराज के क्षेत्रों में जाए, जिलों में जाए, ब्लॉक में जाए, इतना ही नहीं कम से कम एक रात रुक करके जाए।
Later in the afternoon, the Prime Minister will travel to Tripura, where he is scheduled to inaugurate the redeveloped Mata Tripura Sundari Temple at Udaipur, one of the 51 Shakti Peeths revered by Hindus. He will also offer prayers at the temple. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today released two books in New Delhi containing the compiled speeches of Prime Minister Narendra Modi titled Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, Prime Minister Modi is an inspiration for millions across the country and abroad. He said, these books containing selected speeches from the fourth and fifth years of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's second term manifest his vision and approach to good governance in many ways.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi ji, who is living inspiration for millions across the country and abroad, who motivates people through his own contact to give their very best. Our Prime Minister has grown from being a representative of the common man to the true people's leader, whose determination has shown us how the impossible can be made possible.
On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said Prime Minister Modi has made politics a medium of serving the people. Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that under his leadership, India is implementing the world's largest food security program, providing free food grains to over 80 crore people. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the next generation GST reforms are a testament to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's steely resolve to serve the poor, youth, farmers and women. In a series of tweets, Mr. Shah said the new reforms will further reduce their expenditures with drastic cuts in GST rates on a wide range of goods. He said the reforms will move the wheel of India's growth even faster on the path of becoming the most prosperous country in the world. The 9-day-long Navratri festival is being celebrated across the country today. Navratri, which means 9 nights in Sanskrit, is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her 9 avatars, collectively known as Navdurga. Hindus observe 4 Navratris throughout the year, but only 2, Shardiya Navratri and Chaitra Navratri, are widely celebrated. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a warning to the UK, Canada and Australia after the 3 countries recognized the Palestinian state and accused them of rewarding terrorism. In his statement, the Israeli Prime Minister stated that there will be no Palestinian state to the west of the Jordan River. Reiterating his long-standing opposition to Palestinian statehood, the Israeli Prime Minister vowed to continue expanding Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And with that, we end this news bulletin.